Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. What a show I have for you today. My gift to you for the holidays, prematurely. Breast cancer. What you can do to prevent it. I'm going to tie it in with epigenetics. I'm going to tie it in with structure. I'm going to tie it in with emotion. I'm going to tie it in with so many concepts that you can understand because you, intelligent consumer, listen to the show every single week. And those of you new to the show, welcome to a show like nowhere else in America. I do not sell supplements. What I do in this show is ask you to dig a little bit deeper into your knowledge bank so you can really approach holistic medicine with power. Let's get to it. Breast cancer, how to prevent it. If you can, get to the website, as always, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. If you're driving, of course, and you can't do that, well, just listen. I'll try to describe everything as best as possible. And then when you get home, make sure you get on the website because a picture's worth so many words. Basic concept, science is easy if you have it explained to you correctly. And you got to have that science so you can be the high information voter. All right, breast cancer. Number one, the anatomy of the breast. So on the website, go to picture number one. Here's the reality. Here's the reality of the breast. The breast is a lobule. You can see this easily in picture number one. The lobules make the milk. That's what the breast is. It's a lobule. Then it's a duct. And the ducts are for what? They drain the milk to the nipple. All the emphasis goes to the nipple. On every level, it's about the nipple. Everything's nipple, nipple. Well, it's not supposed to be nipple. The nipple's almost meaningless. It's the duct where you get the cancer. It's the lobule where you get the cancer. Two different types of cells do different things. But nonetheless, both potentially invaded by anaplastic cell growth. Last, the fat. The breast is fat. The breast is muscle. The breast is a lobule. The breast is a duct. The fat part of it, part number three, very important. Why? Because the fat, like a sponge, absorbs the carcinogens, and those carcinogens dump out at some level, depending on their concentration, into the lobule, into the duct, and voila, enough hits and your body responds and you have a bad day in the pathology lab. So for openers, a little bit about the anatomy. We're going to break this down more deeply. Hopefully you're looking at the pictures. If not, just take it in like poetry. Picture seven. Underneath the breast, underneath the pec major, pectoralis major, the breast muscle in men, in bodybuilders. Arnold's always touted there with those great big breast muscles like every bodybuilder, because that's the aesthetic muscle. Underneath that muscle, underneath the breast, is another muscle. It's called the pectoralis minor. The pec minor owns the breast. The pec minor owns the breast. This is the structural aspect to breast cancer. There's an emotional aspect. There's a toxicological aspect. There's an aspect that has to do with structure. This is the structural aspect, just as big as the nutritional aspect. The pec minor, deep, a muscle most people have no relationship with. This is America, the land of cosmetic priorities. So the priority goes to the nipple. The priority goes to the pec major. No, the priority in the name of health has to go to the tissue of the breast, and the priority has to go to the muscle underneath the muscle, the pec minor. We're going to get into that later. Concepts. The breast is fat that holds the poison and leaks it out. The breast is the lobule. And the lobule produces the milk. The breast is the duct. And the duct drains the milk out of the lobule and down into the nipple, out of which the milk is pouring. The breast is the pec minor. The pec minor controls the structure of the shoulder. So that if the pec minor gets short, women with full breasts, larger breasts, will almost invariably, by the time they're 50, have a grossly, grossly shortened pectoralis minor. And that shortened pec minor will hunch the shoulders, bring the neck forward. So the neck comes forward because of a shortened pec minor. The shoulders roll around because of a shortened pec minor. And that crushes drainage from the breast tissue. The lymph, which we're going to get to in a minute, the lymph cannot drain the breast tissue, which the fat is deploying an increasingly large number of carcinogens. And then the cells of the duct and the cells of the lobule are swimming in intercellular filth. They go senescent, they go apoptotic, or they go malignant. That malignancy is a last-ditch effort on the part of the cell to be reborn under the duress, under the gross negligent stress of a filthy intercellular fluid. And that is the story of cancer. You look at cancer, we look at cancer wrong. Cancer is not something to kill. Cancer is something to understand. Cancer is a message from the soul to the surface. From the ethers of the soul to the material plane lives cancer. And its message is change the environment. If you can get that, you can get everything. Preventatively speaking, boy, do you have it down if you can really embrace that. Okay. Concepts, are you following? Yes, you are. Let's keep going with the concepts. Picture number 11. Take a look at that network of lymphatics. That goes throughout the body. That network of lymphatics is what drains the intercellular space. Now, I've had show after show after show on the ECM, the extracellular matrix. Picture 13 talks about the space in between the cells, the ECM. The ECM is like a gel. Proteoglycans, collagen fibers, all sorts of complexes in the space between the cells that come down to a gel. The question is, what is the viscosity of that gel? Between the cells is a swamp. And as you navigate that swamp, you will find, as the drainage sites congest, all of which we're going to get to in a minute, as the drainage sites of the breast congest, the swamp there becomes thicker and thicker. So it's no longer a gel with one level of viscosity or thickness. It's now sludge. The overall, and here's the word, we're laying down another word now, the overall tonicity of the breast has changed. And it's changed in an alarming fashion. And its change is a prophecy. It's an omen. The change, as the tone changes, because the intercellular space of the interductal cell or the lobular cell, as that tone changes, it reflects a more congested ECM. Your job, first and foremost, if you get nothing from the show, and one thing from the show, that one thing should be to begin to respect the change of tone in the breast tissue. Because long before it goes cancerous, the tone of the breast tissue begins to change. Now, what does that mean to you? You may not have felt your breast in 20 or 30 years, other than a little pit-pat. So I'm going to be emphatic here. Do not think because you know a little bit about palpation of the breast, that you feel comfortable looking for lumps, that you understand what I'm talking about, because you don't. Tonicity. Feeling the change in tone of a tissue is an art form that comes with practice. And the shift here in your mindset, the shift in the gravity of your understanding, the gravity, the depth of understanding, the shift here is to understand that as you work your breast, which is your obligation, if you want to prevent these malignancies, you must develop palpatory skills with the tissue. Because if you succeed at this, you're going to find that the tone changes and that you can feel the tone. As you move towards congestion, you can feel the tone change. I'll give you an easy example. Ladies, PMS. When that estrogen's not conjugating in the liver, when those metabolites, 4-hydroxy or 25, whatever it is, when those metabolites of estrogen in the luteal phase of the cycle, that week before your period, don't conjugate in the liver doesn't bind them and suck them out of circulation or dump them in the bile ducts and get them out into the toilet. If the liver's too sluggish in that luteal phase, you experience what? Breast tenderness. Not just the nipple. The whole breast is tender. If you feel your breast, you'll note that the tone changes. The tissue feels more congested. Yes, it feels tender. Even if it's not tender, it's thicker. It's harder. It's something about the way it feels that's different. You know what this is like. You know what this is like. When in fact, you hug somebody. When you hug somebody, don't you feel that person that gives you that little extra in the hug? When you hug somebody, don't you feel that person that gives you less than a hug? When you shake somebody's hand, you ever have somebody stick their hand out and you know they're letting you know that you're not even there? There's no contact, no blast off, no connection, no life force. We do this all the time. People do this all the time. Learn to do it when you touch your breast. Learn to do it when you touch your breast. Because if you learn to do it when you touch your breast, you'll begin to feel the rudiments of congestion. This is an absolutely critical thing for women to learn to do, to feel the rudiments of congestion. Because in the beginning, your cell was just irritated. In the beginning, your cell was just inflamed. In the beginning, the lipophilic carcinogens that are stuck in the breast tissue are just dripping slowly into the breast tissue, into the cells. One hit, 2 hits, 10 hits, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, menopause. Somewhere along the line, that breast will feel different. Essentially, the marker you can bank on, the marker I advise you to bank on, not born out of the ethers, meaning not nonsense. In the real world, it is the change in the tonicity of the breast tissue that will tell you where the breast is at. So health is about relationship with the breast tissue. And you have to have that relationship. If you have a partner, a husband, have the husband take the breast. Your arm is over your head. Have the husband take the breast and twist the breast. Not crudely, not aggressively, not too gently. But have the partner twist the breast. And note the response. Does it hurt? Is it far too tender to twist? Or can you twist it? And then in response to the palpation, in response to